It's all about the commercials, really, when it comes to the Super Bowl. Sure, some people are obsessed with the game, but if you're anything like me, halftime show and the commercials are what you're there for.
There is nothing more disappointing, Anna, than coming into the commercial breaks and thinking to yourself, they're not as funny as they were last year, and I've got real concerns about this year.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. David Schaffner is the communications manager at Pavone Marketing Group, and you're basically the commercial expert.
That's what they call me, right? I'm the spot bowl captain. I love this time of year, though. It's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, you got to be riding high, David, right now, right? I mean, this is when the best of the best come out.
Well, it is. You know, I mean, the Super Bowl is the biggest time of the year for two things, football and advertising. I mean, this is our time of the year as advertisers. We love it. It's the biggest stage. It doesn't get any better.
From what I understand, Budweiser is not going to be doing their regular commercials because they're using that money for COVID relief, which is admirable. But wouldn't it make sense, like now more than ever, I mean, everybody watches the Super Bowl, but this year more than ever because there's literally nothing else you're doing. Why would they make a decision like that?
I mean, I trust Budweiser's judgment. They're experts at this. They've been the biggest advertisers. Super Bowl for decades. They know Super Bowl advertising better than anyone. I should say that news, while huge, only applies to the Budweiser brand. Anheuser-Busch is still going to be advertising Bud Light in the game with two spots. Michelob is going to have two spots. So they're still buying about 4 minutes of airtime.
David, isn't it? It's good PR for them, too, to say this out in front. It's not like nobody's going back over their ledger and going, well, where did you spend the money for COVID this or that? I mean, it is a good PR move in a year and a time of this year where it feels like we're saying we're going to do better this year. We're going to do better moving forward in all ways, right?
It is, you know, and that's what I mean. Like, but when I say that they know what they're doing, it's like they're the big buzz right now. They're getting a lot of attention right now because of that announcement.
Are we going to be laughing, or is it going to be serious and somber, or will it be both?
Well, I hope there's laughs. I mean, I think, you know, of the emotions that advertisers can tap into on Super Bowl Sunday, you know, humor is definitely the most popular one. Two of my favorite advertisers every year, Doritos. They're going to have Matthew McConaughey in a spot this year. Matthew McConaughey, always a crowd pleaser, and Doritos, who knows what they're going to do. I'm also looking at M&M's, a good wholesome brand that always does some great things. You may remember Danny DeVito as a human M&M from a few years ago.
David, if you're not Doritos or Mountain Dew or one of the beers or the brands that we know, let's say you're the software company or this, that, whatever, and it's not a name that we all know, do the numbers pan out that these things are truly effective for these companies that do things that not most people actually need services for?
When you think about how many people are watching the game, it's usually the most watched television event of the year. They're not just watching the game, they're watching the ads. I mean, this is the only time of the year when we're not fast-forwarding through the commercials. We're taking our bathroom breaks during the game. Mm. It really is a good investment.
And how much are they?
Now, CBS's asking price this year is $5.5 million, and that's just for 30 seconds. For the first time in 10 years, that price actually went down. Usually it goes up $100,000 or $200,000 every year. So I think that's an indicator of, you know, just the market that we're in. A lot of advertisers are a little nervous right now because of the pandemic. CBS is having a little trouble selling. Just in case you're interested.
It's a COVID discount.
Right. Maybe we pool our money together with half of middle America.
Right.
We could do that. Companies sharing their spots before the game, David. Is that good or is that bad? Or is it, you know, like discovering your birthday gift a month before, having to wait?
You know, some people like to sneak that peek. Others like to be surprised, you know. And I think over the last 5 years, we've seen this trend of advertisers releasing the ads ahead of time. I think really what it is, it's smart marketing. And I think what advertisers are realizing is that these ads cost so much. This isn't just a game that's played on TV on Sunday. This is an event that lead up to the Super Bowl is something people are trying to tap into and get people talking online. And they're seeing that the power of the conversation online is sometimes more important or more powerful than the television broadcast.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. David Schaffner, communications manager at Pavone Marketing Group. Looking forward to talk to you the morning after the Super Bowl. We'll see what commercials are actually the big winners of the night.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.